This is KUT. Capital Metro unveiled plans Thursday for its Plaza Saltillo redevelopment, but KUT's Saida Hassan reports some labor groups are concerned about working conditions on the project.
The 10-acre space will be redeveloped to include new apartments, retail, office space, and a public park. Capital Metro does not expect any interruptions to service on the Red Line commuter train that runs through Plaza Saltillo, but they're hoping the improvements draw more riders. Jason Thumlert is with Endeavor Real Estate, the group redeveloping the site.
Medina and Adiac will be new paseos that are pedestrian and bicycle-only streets, and we're extending the Lance Armstrong bikeway from I-35 to the rail stop.
Thumlert says they also plan to preserve surrounding trees and repurpose historic buildings. Construction is expected to begin late next year, but some labor groups are already raising concerns about working conditions on the site. Outside the press conference at Capital Metro headquarters, the nonprofit Workers Defense Project held a rally to call for better standards for construction workers. The group's executive director, Jose Garza, says they want Capital Metro to include certain protections in its contract with Endeavor.
They are to pay a living wage, to provide basic safety training for people working on construction sites. They are to ensure that every worker is covered by workers' compensation. And they are to ensure that there is independent on-site monitoring.
According to Capital Metro board member Terry Mitchell, those issues have already been addressed.
Capital Metro is requiring a living wage, is requiring safe workforce, and has provisions in it that there's consequences if those things don't happen. So in terms of the details, those things are all trying to be worked out, but we support those things.
Capital Metro will vote on the agreement with developers on Monday. Saida Hassan, KUT News.